The state government has revealed figures today that record number of people have been employed in WA's mining industry over the last 12 months. More than 112,000 people were directly employed in WA's mining industry, more people than at any other time in the state's history. That is the claim being made by the Acting Minister for Mines and Petroleum, Fran Logan. Is that what it is like on the ground for you? Are you finding that maybe it's your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbour, your friend, your relative has a job in the mining industry? 9221882. The mining coach is Andrew Knight. He joins me right now. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Ollie. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Nice to be talking to you again on the radio. It does sound like it's good news for the mining industry, Andrew.
Oh, it's brilliant news for the mining industry. Just in the last month or so, they've announced another six mines that they're going to bring back online. And so that's probably another 1,500 jobs in the hard rock side of things that are opening up. So that's what the listeners need to understand, is that the jobs that they're talking about and the growth that they're talking about is in the hard rock side of things. If they think of the industry as a big game of musical chairs, iron ore and oil and gas, they don't have many spare chairs. And when they have one come up, they've got thousands of people that apply for the job because they've still got experienced people left over from the boom last time around that are still chasing a job back with them. Whereas the hard rock underground mining and the surface mining, they've got lots of chairs and not a lot of people looking to sit down at the moment. So that's where the real opportunity is. And I think that's what gets a bit missed with the numbers when they come out, because it's not going to, like you say, it's not going to slow down anytime soon. And it's not like iron ore or oil and gas are putting anybody off. It's just that they're not putting anybody on. If you're looking to get into the mining industry, you really have to have a look at the hard rock side of things.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? When you look at some of the facts and figures that the government has released today, you just once again realise why and how mining is the engine room of the Western Australian economy. Production, they say, was worth almost $115 billion, that's right, billion dollars, and included record sales volumes across a number of commodities. And while we hear from you, Andrew, that there are a lot of opportunities in the hard rock mining sector, we also know gold's doing well. We know as well lithium is on the horizon for a lot more interest in the lithium industry. So when do you think we will start to, I hate to use the word because we don't want to get too far. Yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but when will we see an uptick?
In the hard rock side of things, we're already using that word because it's gone pretty nuts at the moment. There's so many jobs around. And everybody's opening things up. One of the things that appears to have happened with these batteries is that they seem to have enough lithium sourced, but there really seems to be a choke point around the nickel component that they have to use, to the point where last week one of the big battery companies bought the old Lanfranchi nickel mine out past Kambalda just to shore up their nickel reserves for their batteries that they're going to make. And that's put an interesting spin on everything as well, and probably why Twiggy bought Silver Swan and Black Swan a month ago. Another good move.
Yeah, when we get to the stage of production with lithium and batteries, do we have the economies of scale here as well, Andrew, that we could be producing batteries here in WA? Or do you imagine a lot of this raw mineral, this raw lithium will end up heading offshore and the batteries will be manufactured somewhere else?
My understanding is that the new refinery that they've built down south is going to be able to take all the process and turn it into what the battery makers need through that process. And they're going to put on 1,000 people down that way in the next 12 to 18 months as that fires up. And so the concentrate, the lithium concentrate, will get sent off and get made into the batteries overseas. But all the turning it into the concentrate and mining it and all that sort of stuff, it's all going to happen here in WA, which is really good.
It is really good. Andrew Knight, you are the mining coach, and it is good to catch up. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Ollie. Anytime.
Record number of people employed in WA's mining industry, 2017-18. That's the headline figure from the state government today. More than 112,000 people work in mining. More people than at any other time in the state's history. So if you recently landed a job in the mining industry, it might be your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. It might be your friend, your neighbour, or your relative. Let me know. 9221882. Are things starting to look up in the mining industry?